It's Christmas in America. There's carols in the air.
When you look at how Michael Cohen, you know, just almost a sense of relief he had last week after telling the truth, there's a big difference between playing to Donald Trump and playing to Robert Mueller. Those that play with Mueller do effectively play on Team America, on Team Truth. They've told, you know, they've stopped the lying that, you know, is endemic to Trump and have said, finally, I'm just coming clean and telling you what I did. America.
Jeffrey Toobin.
That's not Jeffrey Toobin, is it? No, it doesn't sound
it's
like him at all.
No, that's Neil Cut, yeah, the former acting Solicitor General.
Team America, Team Truth.
Team Truth. We need Team America World Police soundbites for that.
Mr. President!
Remember Kim Jong-un playing? That was the most foul movie, but it did have some good one-liners. Well, again, the language that you heard last night from people who are exhibiting the worst in wishful thinking of what this all represents. A good man dragged through the prosecutorial mud by partisans in the Mueller investigation. That's what we have. And this is sadly our system of justice today, where prosecutors hold all the cards, they turn the screws, they said, ah, well, we know that you didn't tell the truth to about your phone conversation with Kislyak. And Flynn's probably saying, what? Yeah, I talked to him, but like, I'm not trying to subvert U.S. policy. We're talking about the things that normally you talk about. I'm the incoming national security advisor. There's a lot on your plate. Don't get all upset about these sanctions because we're coming in. Like, we're about to take office. Ridiculous using that as a pretext for a big interview with him and an investigation because he speaks to Kislyak. What a joke. Joining us now, one of my absolute favorites. I'm thankful for a lot this year, but one of the things I'm thankful for are voices of reason and also voices of people with intellect who also make me laugh, and there are not many of those. I gotta say, they to be smart and funny and insightful, that's a hard combo. How do you like that introduction, Joe DeGeneva? I mean, who's gonna make you feel better than I am today? How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Joe, the hyperbolic commentary last night on the other cables. I mean, there's one knee slapper after another. Your take of this sentencing memo and the addendum, there's some redactions in it. Flynn's likely not going to do any jail time. And where are we?
Much ado about nothing. Very short pleading, which tells you that its sparseness gives its identity away. There's nothing to say because General Flynn gave them nothing about the President of the United States. There's no mention of collusion in any part of the pleadings. The matters that are blacked out, redacted, are no doubt related to criminal activities having nothing to do with the campaign whatsoever, but other things, and certainly nothing involving the President of the United States. I think General Flynn has been abused by many people, but the person who gets the award for the villain in this is Sally Yates, who created the pretextual investigation under the Logan Act in order to frame Flynn. Flynn apparently did not lie about perfectly legal activities, and yet he finds himself pleading guilty to something he didn't do in order to prevent harm to his family and further harm to himself. In the scheme of history, this will, if good wins out, the evil of this will be finally and fully revealed. But this is truly a horrible moment in American history. We are watching a slow coup d'etat against the President of the United States unraveling apparently, quote, legally, end quote, in our federal courts, and with the Justice Department sitting there silently watching this happen. It is a travesty for those of us who love the Justice Department, used to work there, and want it to be restored to its rightful place of honor, which it does not hold now.
Well, and you think about what a prosecutor can do to an individual who is not well-heeled, doesn't have a lot of money. I mean, so, you know, he's not in the street, but it's not like General Flynn was living the high life. But then all of a sudden, your son's never going to see his family. Your son's going to miss the raising of his children because we're going to put him in jail, too. We think he was part of this. And then you're looking at it going, what? Wait, how did I get here? I was going to serve my country in a position of great importance at the national security team, and now I find myself caught in a web of a partisan Sally Yates, who then, you know, who then makes her big statement about how she's, you know, she's leaving and how she was glad to be leaving, and so then Flynn gets just caught up in this web, and almost, you know, almost 19 months later, we come out with this nothing memo. That's amazing. God knows how much he's in debt too. Forget everything else. Well, the legal bills he has.
Yes, and I just the 19 interviews that General Flynn gave them clearly were interviews that produced literally nothing of any value, certainly in regards to the President of the United States. It is a commentary that when you take over as president, you must take over as president. And leaving Sally Yates in at the Justice Department to be acting Attorney General was a terrible mistake. Mm. I don't know who in the White House made that decision. I can only assume it involved the White House Counsel's Office, which would have been the logical place for this to occur. And not to understand what that meant and what was likely to happen in light
to be interviewed.
Of the conduct.
Yeah. I mean, that Don McGahn just marched old Sally Yates comes in. We're going to talk to Flynn. He goes, well, they got to talk to Flynn. Okay, well, what am I going to do about it? Then he goes, sets up the interview with Flynn. Flynn doesn't think it's, I'm sure Flynn's like, well, this must be routine. I don't have anything to hide. Why would Flynn talk to Sally Yates and two FBI agents? He's not an idiot. He's a three-star general. He would not be involved in talking to the agents if he had anything to hide. He would have said, he spoke to them without a lawyer present, by the way. Remember that.
Yeah. Moreover, everything that General Flynn was doing before the election involving the Russians was perfectly legal. Whether it was during the campaign or on the transition team, it didn't matter. Talking to foreign officials is not a crime. It's not a crime to discuss foreign policy with foreign officials, even if you're on a campaign. People do it all the time. Democrats have done it for years. This was a design plot to ruin him and to cripple the President of the United States at the outset of his term of office. These tactics used to be reserved for the mafia, for terrorist groups, for serious, serious crimes involving violence and other things like that. To put them in a political context like this in order to overturn an election, I'm afraid people don't understand what a threat this is to our democracy. People just still don't understand that the goal here was to overturn a duly elected president, and it's still underway. And I really am furious at the House of Representatives and Bob Goodlatte and those people. The joke of issuing a subpoena to James Comey and Loretta Lynch when they're walking out the door trying to pretend like they're trying to get at the facts. I am so nauseated by the phoniness of this effort that I cannot see straight. And on top of this comes this insult to General Flynn. Of course he's not going to get any time. Can you imagine what Mueller would look like if he asked for time, for God's sakes?
No, it's ridiculous. Joe, the incoming White House counsel is going to have a lot on his plate. Pat Cipollone, obviously, is a friend of mine, terrific person. Yeah. He starts, I think, in earnest on Monday. What, you know, if you had to give advice to people anyone going into that position with the Democrats sharpening their knives in Congress, what would it be?
Hire a bunch of former assistant U.S. attorneys, very good lawyers, fight every subpoena to the Supreme Court of the United States. Give them nothing.
Yeah, I think he's hired. I mean, it looks like they're putting together a fantastic team over there.
You keep
wishing it was the team that was in there at the very beginning, because I think you would have avoided a lot of these problems with the sort of sober very pragmatic and clear-headed approach that Cipollone has. But we'll see where that all ends up. Joe, on the final note on this on the Mueller probe, do you expect this thing to be wrapped up like in the first couple of months of the next year, or do you find is this going to just in some iteration continue through the 2020 election campaign?
Well, I think their plan is to not go out of business. The fact that the sentencing of Flynn will go forward on December 18th does tell us that given what is in that sentencing memo, I don't see what's going to happen now. There may be some holdover cases. I just don't know what he's doing. I can't contemplate and I've what might be coming down the road. There doesn't appear to be any legitimate reason to continue, but the notion that somehow we're going to await some insignificant indictments of minor people and have this stretch out into the 2020 election, if it goes very much into the spring of 2019, then we will know that its real effort is to affect the 2020 election. I simply don't trust Bob Mueller anymore. I don't trust the people around him. I think the good faith got lost a long time ago by the way that they treated people. I have no idea what he's going to do with Jerry Corsi and Roger Stone. All of that is just, to my mind, nonsensical. But who knows? I mean, this is through the looking glass. This is Lewis Carroll. We have a strange group of people with a parallel justice department doing grave damage to not only the criminal justice system, but here's my last point. Robert Mueller has affected the foreign policy of the United States. To bring that guilty plea of Michael Cohen while the president is at the G20 meeting in Argentina is a disgrace. Mm. And Rod Rosenstein and Mr. Whitaker need to answer why that was allowed to happen. Yeah, that's when you pick up the phone and say, Bob, you're not going to do it. It's not going to happen today. You wait until the president gets back. That was done purposely, just like when Rod Rosenstein announced those indictments when the president was overseas for another big meeting. This was designed purposely to harm the president of the United States. But in so doing, Mueller harmed the United States of America at the same time.
I agree. And we talked about not just the G20 and all these extremely important deliberations we're having with China and the problems swirling around our relationship with Saudi Arabia, but our relationship with Russia has been really harmed. If there's an investigative reporter worth his or her salt out there, they will just examine the motivations behind poisoning our relationship with Russia, any attempt to build a better relationship with one of the world's great powers. When we're falling all over ourselves to have a better relationship with Xi, who has hundreds of thousands in re-education camps, but we can't even talk to Putin. I mean, again,
my question,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, to those reporters and editorial writers is, do you want a war with Russia? Is that your goal? Is that going to make you feel better that we end up in a war with Russia? Is that what you prefer? You see, the smart people, as they're called in Washington, the David Ignatiuses and people like that who pretend to know everything that there is to know, these are the people who have done so much damage to our country, thinking that they're just so smart and they know more than we all do. This is really a moment in history that it's going to take a long time to recover from. Our institutions are in very bad shape. You cannot trust the FBI and the Department of Justice anymore. It's such a pity what they have done, what Comey and Loretta Lynch and Strzok and Page and McCabe have done to this country and to the Department of Justice, the CIA, weaponizing these important tools of national security for the purpose of bringing down a man they just didn't like.
No, they didn't like him, and of course none of the arms of the investigatory departments within the Justice Department would have been activated had Hillary won, even though there'd be ample reason to actually do investigations. That would all have been shut down. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you. Another big news day here in Washington. 855-40-LAURA. Check me out on Twitter because you'll see what I made yesterday.
The Laura Ingraham Show.